Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. You know, I'm still pinching myself that it's been 13 years of living my purpose, serving women like you in my community by delivering messages, content, and bringing you experts that inspire you to believe in the power of possibility and in living an authentic and inspired life. Joining me today is Erin Elizabeth, Master Soul Evolution Coach, best-selling author, and speaker. Erin loves taking her clients on their own hero's journey by asking them the soul-provoking questions that spark within them an inner evolution. She works with people who are facing a big decision in their life, whether it's a career change, divorce, or other major life change, and helps them to be able to show up in a new way, a way that will support themselves versus continually self-sabotaging and reverting to old patterns and limiting beliefs that are keeping them stuck and feeling unfulfilled in their life. Welcome, Erin.
Thank you, Linda. It's really good to be here.
You know, you and I met virtually a couple years ago when you joined Inspired Living Publishing's Courageous Hearts Project. And we just connected instantly because your journey, the story that you shared in the book, and also the way you just so authentically and vulnerably always share your journey, whether it's through writing, through your Facebook presence, has always like touched my heart and inspired me. That's why when I saw that you began posting on Facebook about, you know, conscious rebellion, I'm like, oh, yeah? Well, let's get you on the show to talk about this because I wanted to learn more. So, again, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. So why don't we start there? Because just the phrase, right, conscious rebellion. Talk to me, girl. What's it mean?
conscious rebellion. You know, it's interesting because it's been a process of an evolution for myself as well in my life. And what I realized with my own journey, my own work that I've done, and the journey that I take my clients on, which I realize it's really taking people within themselves. The journey is, you know, within ourselves. And that is really the conscious rebellion when most, you know, when I realized for myself growing up, you know, I always felt like, you know, like I was supposed to be doing something different, something more meaningful, you know, feeling more fulfilled, more purpose, you know, just something was missing. I always felt, but I didn't know what that meant. And I always resisted feeling that I was being put in, you know, the status quo and always wanting to fight against that. You know, when I was a kid, I had a quote by E.E. Cummings up on my wall, and I talked quite openly about that. To be nobody but yourself in a world that tries night and day to make you into everyone else is to fight the hardest battle until you can actually be that. And so that's definitely a quote that resonated with me from a young age. But because I wasn't aware of what that really meant, I went on a journey of rebelling, but it was more of a unconscious rebellion, which I feel so many people get caught up in. And what I mean by unconscious rebellion is because there was something deep down within me that I knew I didn't want to be, you know, boxed in the status quo, I would fight against it. But looking back, what I was only doing was fighting against myself and hurting myself and hurting my loved ones around me. And so because I was looking for meaning and fulfillment outside, everywhere outside of myself. And so what conscious rebellion is really owning who we are. It is being grounded in the fact that we do have everything within ourselves. And when we can peel back the layers of conditioning, of programming, of the stories that we have made for ourselves, the agreements, the limited beliefs, we can get to that core essence of who we are, which is our medicine to the world. And that is the scariest thing to society, which is the conscious rebellion, because we're doing it consciously. And it's an internal evolution, which then in turn starts to emulate and come through us into the world.
I can relate to that, the unconscious rebellion, you know, most of my 20s and 30s, as I'm sure many of our listeners can relate to. You keep repeating the same self-sabotaging habits, and you don't understand why, and it's exactly as you shared. It was being fueled from something within that needed to be healed.
Yeah.
So every time I kept seeing you use the phrase conscious rebellion, it really spoke to me. Because it's about becoming conscious of our truth in every moment that we can create change, but also it's the only way we can actually create happiness, joy, all of it, and fulfillment in our lives when we're coming from that place of consciousness.
Absolutely, you know, it's I feel for myself too, you know, how I have shifted so much is peeling back these layers, but it's allowed so much creativity, my natural creativity to come through me, this life force energy to come through me to, you know, put into, I play music and to play music and I love to write, and it fuels that from such a more authentic place, because it's not to prove anything. It's not to do something or have anything sound like whatever it's supposed to or whatever I feel like, or whatever, you know, I'm projecting outwards. It's really about where I'm at and allowing the energy to flow through me and to express itself in that natural way without any expectation.
And without self-judgment.
Absolutely. You know, a really dear friend of mine, like just his presence actually has allowed me to like really come to this place within myself of what this really is, because it's helped me. You know, this, which is why I speak of like our medicine, you know, like our medicine is just really the essence of who we are. And when we start to surround ourselves, right, with people who share that and we see the medicine, it allows ourselves, it allows freedom within, you know, ourselves to express too. And so, you know, this friend of mine, just because of who he is and how he shows up in the world and shows up, you know, what, you know, in just the way his being has sparked within me also like this place of, oh, I guess I can show up in that same way too. And so that is really, the more we start to do that for ourselves, the more we're giving other people permission to do the same thing, which is such a beautiful process.
I believe that we all need someone in our lives, actually multiple people, the tribe, right, who mirror back what's possible.
Yeah.
Because so he's mirroring to you what's possible for yourself by him living authentically and tapping into his passion and living consciously. He's showing you all that can be.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And it's just, it's such a gift to have people, you know, in our lives that come from that space and also can mirror back. I have a few people in my life that it's beautiful. They mirror back the parts of myself that I used to judge. Right, so this is part of unraveling all these places within ourselves and peeling back all these layers of conditioning and programming and getting back to the core parts, because those core parts, what I've realized for myself and my clients and anyone listening, is the places within ourselves that we've judged the most are actually the places that are the most beautiful parts. We just have to show up in that way and peel back everything that's covering those places up. And then allow people in our lives to see the beauty of those places.
So beautifully said. And for me, it's knowing those, knowing the energies I want to surround myself with, right? And when I say energies, that also means in people, places, projects I'm a part of. It's like honoring, once you have this awareness, it's honoring that part. of saying, I'm worthy of this, of these new energies, especially when you're first shifting the self-sabotaging stuff. Did you notice a shift in your thinking and your energetic connection to things as you shifted your consciousness? When you started this whole inner work journey from unconscious rebellion to conscious rebellion.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, the way I speak to myself is different when I do. I'm more of the observer now. I can really see myself sitting in more of the observer role. There's definitely times that I also get in there and I'm attached to different situations that are coming up in my life and emotions. However, I can distinguish between when I am attached and be aware of that and still be okay with that, but also be the observer as well and know when I'm about ready to maybe go back to an old pattern, because that's the thing with this growth, right? Like, it's, at least for myself, it's not like it's a magic pill. It's a process. It's a journey. And there's going to be times when, you know, those temptations to, you know, go back to some old patterns are there. However, the awareness is there now within me that it never was before. Again, which is the consciousness, you know, of it, the awareness when I'm bringing the unconscious part of myself up to the conscious level, like Jung has talked about a lot in his work that he's done, you know, raising the unconscious up to the conscious, that is when now I can take a different look at what I'm doing. And instead of unconsciously stepping into, you know, patterns, old patterns in my life and, you know, and sabotaging, it's like, wait a minute, do I really want to do this? Or do I have another option? And just being more coming from a place of response versus reaction, that's been huge.
That's a big difference. That's what I noticed, too. The things that used to trigger me 15, 20 years ago, now I can observe it, and I have the power to choose my response instead of the old trigger of reacting, right? And that's what we're talking about. And I want to talk about that and so much more when we come back from our break. I'm with Evan Esser talking about conscious rebellion. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like Food Angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Master Soul Evolution Coach Erin Elizabeth. So, Erin, why do you feel it's important for people to embrace their humanness? And what does that mean?
Yeah, this is a big one for me. I feel that, oh gosh, where do I even begin with this? But, you know, my story is I've been in so many different places in my life and groups in my life, from religious different, you know, like from evangelical Christianity to even embracing Judaism and Orthodox Judaism, to the point of working with a rabbi in Jerusalem for a length, you know, for a time, and just different, arenas of belief, and even within the spirituality community. And I feel that one thing is missing. I feel that when we, and Brené Brown talks about it a lot, but when we try to belong to something or fit in, we tend to disregard parts of ourselves and reject parts of ourselves. And when I say, like, embracing our humanness, it's truly about embracing all of what makes us human. It's the light and it's the dark. But we've judged the dark so much, and we don't want to look at it, and it scares us. And I'm really passionate about this because I see so much talk in the spiritual community and religious communities, and just a lot of different. And it's no disrespect to any community. However, I feel that there's a lot of people, and I felt the same way before, where there's a way to show up in order to be accepted, and sometimes it's about disregarding our humanness, disregarding the places within us that are, you know, that maybe we don't want to take a look at or we're ashamed of. And it's who we are. So when we can embrace all of those facets of ourselves, that is when we can truly belong to who we are, rather than just thinking we have to be a certain way in order to fit into, you know, to a community. Because, you know, our humanness and our walk is not just love and light and positive thinking, and I love crystals and I love all of those things, but they're tools and to use in conjunction of going within and doing that deep work, the shadow, you know, looking really at these shadow pieces of ourselves, doing the inner child healing, doing all these, you know, the gut inner deep work that can be at times very difficult and humbling to do, but it's so necessary, but it's what makes us whole.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just from my own personal and spiritual journey 30 years ago, it was like I think it was just how we all thought, but I didn't want to look at anything that was heavy and dense because I had been living in it so long. I kept just looking for anything that would let me see more light. And then I realized I can't heal till I turn and face what I'm running from.
Yeah.
And once I did and looked at it and all the childhood stuff, everything shifted.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about. You can run like hell from the fears and all the stories, but they're a part of us. We have to turn, embrace them, and learn from them so that we can heal.
You know, absolutely. And I feel sometimes there's this miscommunication perhaps in different communities, is if we're feeling a, you know, what's perceived as a low vibrational type of, you know, feeling, maybe it's anger, right? Like, or sadness, frustration, that it's not accepted, that there's something wrong with us. There's something that then is, you know, I'll even go to the, because I've been told this before by different people in like religious communities and spiritual communities, that there's darkness then, or they have like maybe, you know, an entity attached if they're feeling certain ways. And I feel that that can be very hurtful and it can be very harmful to people. And so it actually teaches people to separate themselves from themselves more, because you know, somewhere in our society we have been told and taught, and I feel like it's even from a very young age, that we're not to feel painful feelings, we're to avoid them or to run from them, there's something wrong with them. And I say, no, there's a reason that they're coming up, and we have to sit with them, and we have to accept that they're there, honor them. We don't have to get pulled under by them, but we have to be with them and see what clue they're giving us, because they're giving us a clue into what needs to be healed.
Oh, so true. I can remember first reading The Secret. God, it got to be 20 years, the original, when the book first came out and the movie came out. I remember if every time a thought came up, I'd go, oh, my God, you're manifesting this. And because that was the teachings, right? Or you're going to attract this. And then, of course, I did my own inner work. And now when stuff comes up, feelings, emotions, whatever it may be, because, hey, here we are in one of the, as we're taping this, in a huge Mercury retrograde, right?
Right.
And stuff comes up. Now when it does, the difference is like, oh, hello, my old friend. Because say it's fear, anger, whatever it may be. But you can feel it kind of bubbling up. You can tell you're in a new energy. And I just go, oh, thank you, my old friend. Thank you for rising to the surface so I can see you, hug you, and release you. And that's my statement. Instead of going, oh, what am I doing 25 years into my spiritual journey feeling this? I go, oh, layers upon layers. Sometimes I feel like an onion, right? But I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yes.
And I do this with my private clients, because I have a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs that are private clients and authors. And they go, but this is coming up. As I'm stepping into more visibility, I go, allow it to.
Yeah.
Allow it to. Don't judge that it means you're on the wrong path. No, it means you're human. Yes. And these fears and doubts are coming up so you can heal them. Be grateful. Because the more they rise to the surface for you to look at, the less embedded they are, so that they can create self-sabotaging habits. So, yeah, I love that. I love this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, too, I love about, you know, when things come up, and this is something I do for myself and share with my clients, too, is just bringing the energy of curiosity around it. You know, be like, gosh, this is really interesting. I wonder why this is coming up right now, you know, and really being present with what's coming up. Again, being the observer, right? Like really looking at it and seeing, okay, like this happened to me yesterday. There was a situation that happened and I started to feel there was definitely a shift in energy within me. So instead of reacting right away from that place and being attached to it, I just allowed myself to go for a little walk and start having a dialogue with myself, and I realized what was coming up within myself, and then I was able to talk to the person about it, and it was a beautiful conversation. I felt seen, I felt heard, there was no expectation. So, you know, when we do these things for ourselves, it's not just us that changes, it's our whole environment, it's our relationships, it's just the internal peace within ourselves that gets strengthened. And, you know, for myself, I feel that is really all that I've felt like I've wanted in my life. I'm like, I just want internal peace. I want to be the ship on the ocean, you know, like the story of Jesus, right? Calm, you know, I want to be the calm in the storm. And so that no matter what comes from the outside, I can still be centered and still ask the questions that need to be asked without feeling rocked.
Yeah. So beautifully said. I used to envision myself where you envision yourself as the ship in calm waters. I remember, like, being a tree, you know, and going, I want to be an oak in the middle of the storm, not the weeping willow that gets whipped all over heck. I want to stay grounded in my truth like the oak, right? And that's what I feel like. So now when storms whirl around me, I'm grounded like an oak. So I can witness it. I can be fully present if it relates to other people, right, that need my full presence, without going into the drama or story.
Yeah.
Of whatever the situation may be, right? Because sometimes when we love someone else, whether it's grandchildren, family members, and they're going through a crisis, it's very easy to get caught up in the story and the drama of the crisis and lose our grounding. And then we're not able to be fully present for them in the way that they need.
Right.
So that's been a big shift. So you're right. It affects not just us when we do this work, but it ripples out to those we love.
Oh, absolutely. It changes. I always tell people, you know, and I feel like as women, you know, we've been conditioned to feel that, especially mothers, and, you know, we wear so many roles, so many hats, and to do anything for ourselves is a lot of times considered, you know, selfish. And I've had to embrace this for myself also, and now I, you know, share it with others that we have to be selfish in order to be selfless, that this is the most selfless work that we can do, because it will change the nature of your relationships with your kids. You know, if you have a spouse or, you know, a partner or coworkers, just everything, your perspective shifts, everything about your life starts to shift. It's not overnight. It's a process and it's a journey and it's never
ending. It's not a magical, you know, button that we press.
Not a magic pill, but it's the most beautiful process that I've ever, you know, this life school. It's when we really embrace it and sit in class and we're listening and we're taking notes and we're really engaging. It's the most beautiful, beautiful journey that we can be on.
And so, Joan, before we had to break, there's something you just said about, you know, you struggled with, you know, the mom thing and about taking care of yourself. I personally believe, and that's why I do the work I do in the world to get a message out to women, is I believe women are the nurturers of the next generation. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do our inner work to heal ourselves, our patterns, self-belief, self-sabotaging thoughts get passed down to the next generation.
Yes.
We need to end the cycle by nurturing ourselves, doing the inner work, and everything that we're discussing today. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in a moment. This is Linda Joy. You're listening to Inspired Conversations.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is Erin Elizabeth, Master Soul Evolution Coach, best-selling author, and speaker. You can find her on Facebook at erin.elizabeth606. Now, Erin, right before the break, we were talking about the ripple effect, right? The ripple effect of when a woman does the inner work. It isn't only us that we're healing. We're healing our relationships with our loved ones, our community, because we can show up as our best, most authentic self in all our relationships. Have you found that to be true in the work you've done with clients, as well as your own inner work?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's, gosh, especially, you know, as mothers, that's the biggest, I guess, not biggest, but it's been a very significant part of my life and the clients that I work with. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them, you know, are, or have been, you know, mothers. Yeah, I feel that our children, especially, and this is an area that I've really been starting to focus on a little bit more because of the patterns that I see with the clients that I work with and myself. But when we don't heal and we bring people into this world, whatever our wounds are, we're going to see within the relationships with our kids. And what I've found is generally the ages that we have the most difficult you know, relationship part, you know, it might be, say, you know, say your kid's 5 years old and they're having a really hard time, you're having a really hard time in that relationship. What I always say is what was happening to you around that time frame, and you might not have a conscious memory of it, but that is when it's a clue for us to go in and do the inner work. And so when we start to realize that maybe our needs weren't met as a young child, right, even as an infant, as a toddler, as, you know, just as this child growing up, it will come out with our own relationships, with whether it's, you know, like I'm focusing on children right now. But when we can go in and we can notice those things as clues of going, oh, something's coming up right now. Something must have happened maybe around that age. And I need to go in and do some healing in that place. That is when we start to shift. And that's what's happened with myself, with my clients, that their nature of their relationships, they're able to hold space and they're able to not be triggered, you know, especially by their children as much, because they understand that it's just triggering a wound that's still within them. So when, gosh, that's the thing, like I stress so much that when we do this work, like you were saying before the break, we start to shift the next generation so that then when they bring children into this world, if they choose to do that, it's a different cycle. And then there's even more healing that gets to take place. And then the next generation, and it's incredibly powerful. Like I'm getting chills just talking about it. And it's the most powerful work that we can do.
That's why I do what I do, especially I've been a grandmother now 19 years. It's a boy, Tyler. And now a 7-year-old, we call her the little goddess on social media because I don't use their real names, but so hashtag little goddess is 7. And I look at the relationship I have with my daughter, which I was such a blessing, right? And then the relationship she has with her, and I'm like, this is it. This is why I healed when Nikki was still young, right?
Yeah.
This is why I started the inner work. She was 6 years old, and I knew I wasn't being the mother I needed to be. I didn't know what that meant because I wasn't as spiritually aware or consciously awake as I am now, but it was an inner knowing. I was a single mom, queen of self-sabotage. And I stepped on the path all because I didn't want to repeat the patterns. Plus, I wanted to heal my own shit. And so isn't that where it all starts? So I have a question for you because I believe that 90% of the, God, almost 250 episodes I've done of this radio show, plus another 250 tapings I've done for my other brand, Inspired Living Secrets. I've had amazing conversations with women, all entrepreneurs, spiritual leaders, authors, and one thread I notice, Erin, and I'm curious if this thread is going to go through your story, is that their own life experiences and journey led them to the work they're doing in the world today. So basically, was your mess your message, my friend? So tell us your journey that led you to this work.
Oh, gosh. That could be, like, so true. Like, it's, you know, I've been able to look back on my life and look at everything that I've gone through that I looked at as, you know, gosh, obstacles, challenges, and say, yeah, they were challenges, but it's because of what I'm, you know, stepped into and continue to step into. So yeah, my journey just growing up was, you know, I was just felt out of place. I felt like, you know, what's that saying, a square peg in a round hole?
Mm-hmm. I know the feeling, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I know that I'm not the only one. And I mean, people, it's like, you know, it's like, raise your hand if you feel that way, you know, like ever in your life. And and you just don't really ever fit in. And I felt that even with my family of origin as well, too. I felt like there was always just something different, something that wasn't really accepted within me. And so that what that did actually was create this type of like this inner abandonment, this archetype or this abandoned child, you know, where I never really felt accepted. I felt, you know, so I was trying to get love, you know, I was trying to be accepted. I was trying to feel good, you know, with other people and looking from that from the outside in so many different ways. However, at the same time, you know, going through this rebellious place, so there's this division within me and this battle within myself of knowing that I didn't want to be part of status quo, that I was supposed to do something different. However, this needs to still fit in and be loved, you know, by my family and by people in my life. And so growing up in that dynamic and, you know, getting older, it just manifested in other relationships. And that's the thing too. You know, I started to realize as I started to step on this path of all of my relationships from intimate friendships, they mirrored back to me what my wounding and the things that I really needed to look at myself. I didn't realize that at the time, but, and I always was blaming them, especially, you know, with, especially like intimate partnerships, but, you know, now looking back on it going, oh, this is just an opportunity for me to heal this place within me. I just didn't see it for what it was. So yeah, growing up and, doing all the things that I felt would gain acceptance in my life, you know, had kids, got married, you know, went in corporate America for a little while, didn't stay there too long, but just tried to live this normal life all the while, like I was saying, like knowing something that I was different, knowing it, but I didn't know how to express it in the world because every time I had tried growing up, it was pushed down, every time. And so thinking that those parts of myself weren't accepted, right? So that goes into the shadow self of, you know, what we've talked about. But yeah, so I was married and found myself really not happy in my life and numbing, which I talk about it in the Courageous Heart book, you know, that's
when we met, is when you were in that process. Your story is called To Know Thyself is to Love Thyself.
Yes.
And that's when you our paths merged. And remember our private conversations about where you were on that journey of really defining, is this what I want anymore? I'm unhappy. And having the courage to make the change.
Oh, yes. And it was, you know, it was something deep down in me that I had known for a long time. But, you know, I don't know if you can relate to this, but I try to rationalize it for years. Be like, well, but it's okay. Maybe I'm not, and this is, I think, part of the social programming that we have. Maybe I'm just not grateful enough. You know, it's not so bad. It's not all these things. And what I came to finally was, wait a minute, how do I really want to show up for myself in this? How do I want to show up for my kids? And how do I even want to show up for this man that I'm married to? Because it's not fair to him either. So it went from a place of, you know, where I was blaming so much of it's, you know, not good, to this place of, no, I need to do this in order to be true to me. It has nothing to do with who he is. He's a great person. You know, he's a great dad. He's, you know, a great guy. But it wasn't aligned with who I was at my highest being. And so I knew that I had to take action in that. And so I left my marriage now almost 2 years ago now. And I think it was March of 2017. So about 2 years ago. And it's been a whole new life over these last 2 years. I've learned so many more things about myself that I never gave myself permission to learn and to tap into. And it's been an incredibly hard journey in some levels, but incredibly fulfilling. And I would never go back, like as far as where I'm at now. And I know it keeps unraveling and it keeps the mystery of life. You know, the more I delve into myself and really am grateful for where I'm at, even in the hard times, even when I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, like right now in this Mercury retrograde and everything that's happening, I'm like, I don't know, things seem really murky. And, you know, that's the truth of coaches and everything. We all are having struggles. It's just that I choose
to show up.
Of course,
because you're human. You're not a coach.
Exactly.
You're a human first.
Yes, exactly. And I choose to show up for myself in a different way than I ever have before, and that's the difference. And so, I could go into so much more, but it's just.
But
really,
that gives us the taste of your journey. That you've lived this. This is why you're passionate about teaching it. And we're going to jump over to our last break, and we'll come back. I want to talk about, what do you see as your vision for the Conscious Rebellion, and where do you see it going?
Cool.
And I'll be back in a moment with Erin Elizabeth, Master Soul Evolution Coach, best-selling author, and speaker.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you feel overwhelmed and unsure about what steps to take to find peace, joy, and purpose in your life? Chris Groth is a spiritual mentor, energy healer, and best-selling author of the novel Soliloquy, a novel of healing, soul connection, and passion, and co-author of several best-selling books. Chris is passionate about helping women connect more deeply to their own truth, to promote healing, and restore balance to the body, heart, mind, and soul, so they can live a soul-connected life. Chris serves clients around the world through spiritual mentoring sessions, energy healings, and powerful custom-guided sound healing meditations that bring in the energy of crystal singing bowls. If you're ready to heal your heart, nurture your soul, and illuminate your path, schedule a complimentary virtual session with Chris today at chrisgroth.com. That's Chris with a K, and groth.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Erin Elizabeth, and we're talking about conscious rebellion, my friends. So, Erin, in our final segment, what do you see for the conscious rebellion movement? Where do you see it going? What's your vision for it?
Yes, I love that question, and it's so loaded, and it's so open to this beautiful continuous evolution as well in it. But what I really see for it, and what I'm working on actually right now with a dear friend of mine, is we're working on this project because of a coach that I worked with for a few years, and still, she's just an amazing mentor, and her name is Joanna Lindenbaum. I know you know Joanna.
Oh yeah.
As well. Yeah, and some of her retreats that I've attended and helped her with, what we've done and what I've learned is how to, around the archetypes and how we have this universal language, all of us within us, and it's this beautiful language of basically personalities, I guess, in a sense, and ways of being and ways of showing up for ourselves that are all a part of who we are. And so one of the things that I've learned to do is evoke different energies of what I need in different moments. And, Shakespeare talks about it. I think Jung has talked about it, that we're just characters living this life. Even the name person is persona. It's a character that we play. It's a mask that we put on. And so what I see and envision for this conscious rebellion is you know, taking women on this journey of, rather than unconsciously stepping into different archetypes, because we're doing it whether we're conscious or unconscious, to consciously say, okay, in my life right now, these are what I need to, these are the energies that I need to step into, and knowing that we can for what we need in that moment in our life. So say we need to put on, you know, the archetype and step into the warrior. Maybe there's something in our life that we need to take action on, or we need to be more, you know, forceful and fight for. Maybe there's an archetype of the, you know, even the seductress, right? Like maybe in a relationship, intimate relationship or whatnot. Maybe there's a part of ourselves that we really haven't embraced that is that part of that archetype. And so to take women on a journey through the archetypes so that they can consciously now say, all right, this is where I have operated out of. Maybe it's a victim, you know, maybe it's this abandoned child. So to introduce themselves to the archetypes that they have and are going into unconsciously, so that they can bring that awareness up to the conscious level to say, okay, I see where I'm at now. I see where I go to when I get triggered. Now let's heal that place within ourselves and figure out, you know, why it's there and what we need to do to heal that, you know. And then now let's pick different archetypes that are going to allow me to feel empowered, so that when this happens, I have a choice now. And I can say, well, now I need to evoke the energy of, you know, the athlete or whatever it is, whatever archetype that we feel like we need to step into to bring in that energy to that situation to allow us to step up and show up for ourselves in a whole new way, in a conscious way.
It just, see, all that stuff sounds so yummy to me, right? because I just love the inner work, because I know the transformation that can occur in someone's life when they go there. So I was, as you were speaking, I could just see your entire vision. Like I could see the energy around it. And I'm excited. And I want to share the Facebook link again. That is facebook.com, erin.elizabeth606. Because right now, as so many of us are, Erin's in flux. There's no website, so I want you to consciously know I didn't forget the website URL. She is birthing the vision of what's to come. So be sure to follow her on Facebook to stay connected with the powerful work she's doing in the world. And you're setting the container for all of this, Erin. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a powerful container, and I'm really excited to see, you know, again, it's ever evolving because it's our own journeys that we're taking into, you know, into this container and allowing it to come forth in a whole new way. It's I'm really excited to see what comes of it, and really excited. Now, the thing that excites me the most is just the ahas, you know, that women have when I'm teaching or in a one-on-one session, and they have a perspective change. And I always tell my clients, if I'm taking you anywhere other than back home to you, I'm not doing you, you know, call me out on it. I tell my clients, call me out on it, because this work is only to come home to you. And so that's really what this is about.
And you know what, Erin, why don't you give your email address in case someone listening, since we don't have a website at this moment, give them your email address if they want to reach out to learn more about your offerings and sessions.
Yeah, my email address is Erin, it's Erin, at, and this is where it might get a little confusing because it's my last name instead of my middle name, but it's Erin at Erin, Esser, ESSER.com.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to be sure we got that. So what are some of the tools that you use in your work? Like what type of trainings have you taken that are incorporated into everything? Or explain it in the best way that feels good to you.
Yeah, so honestly, I started working with coaches probably about 4 or 5 years ago now. So that's been huge for me, just working with a coach and having that that reflection, that accountability. That's allowed probably for my growth in the biggest way possible. I've taken courses on shadow, on facilitation, on, with with Joanna, like I mentioned before.
And she's amazing.
And Carolyn Miss is amazing. Shadow, she does a lot in the shadow. I've taken some online courses with her. It's really, you know, I don't get caught up in the
Modality.
Yeah, I don't.
No, it's like you bring it all together.
Yes, and
make it your own.
Exactly. Like I've really trusted the process of when I feel like, oh, I need that because it's showing up in my life. Then I grab hold of that and I learn more about it. And it's a pattern I've noticed in myself that it's a lot of self-study and it's a lot of just digging in and knowing what I need for my own growth and then being able to turn that around and, like you said, putting it together uniquely of my own and then being able to bring that out to other women.
I think that's the most powerful coaches are the ones who have done their own inner work, extend and learn more about themselves by attending trainings. But really it comes down to the best teachers are the ones that live their message and support others in using their own unique tools, not a defined structure. Because I'm an intuitive, so for me to just be in a box, because again, that would put us back in a box, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's beautiful. And I'm so glad that you could join me on the show today. And just, it was wonderful to reconnect with you personally.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was looking forward to this, just being able to connect and talk more about this. It inspires me. You know, this work just inspires me so much just because of what it's done for my life and the people that it's connected me with, like you and, you know, so many other beautiful souls that are on this journey as well. And this is, you know, when we're on this journey and we find other souls who are too, it's we go to this place, and I know you've experienced this, we go to this level with people, this deep level that we just can't with so many other people. And we don't even know, like, maybe some of the surface stuff in their life, but, man, we know the deep stuff, and there's this bond that forms that is just so beautiful. So.
Yeah, an old mentor of mine used to say, you know what, lady, this is what she said every meeting. Here, we don't do level one and two conversations. We go right to level three, right? We don't have time. Yeah, and it was an entrepreneur training program, but a lot of mindset, too. This was back maybe 4 years ago. And as soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh, my God, that's what I love. I love conversations with women, whether it's clients, friends, family, that I can go deep with. None of the fake, like, hi, how you doing? Oh, I'm fine. You know, how's the family? Mm-hmm. Like, we never go past what I think a lot of us do, right? We get into that routine of shallow conversations because we shut off that part of ourselves. My life is filled with level three conversations, as you just shared, right? The ones that go depth where you know their soul, right? You don't have to know what they had for breakfast or what their son's girlfriend's name is, but you know their soul.
Yes,
because they opened up and shared their truth and vulnerabilities. That's what makes this work exciting, Erin.
It is, absolutely. Our connections become so much richer, and the depth and the trust. It's just so much more fulfilling.
It is, my friend. Well, I can't wait to watch everything you're doing in the world around conscious rebellion come to life. You know, I'm in your corner cheering you on. So thank you again
thank
for
you.
Joining us. And I want to give
you.
Our listeners one more link. That's facebook.com/Erin.Elizabeth606. And you can reach out to Erin via email at Erin@ESSER.com. Until next time, my friends, choose love, choose happiness, choose joy. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey
that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.